The Human Rights Bill Lived Experience Board met in February 2022. This is a recording of some of the key issues raised in the first two meetings. So first of all, people spoke about what are some of the barriers to human rights. They said, there is a norm or an acceptance that human rights abuses just happen. Existing legislation and policy is not implemented and there's a lack of accountability. Discriminatory attitudes towards disabled people. Discriminatory attitudes towards migrants. Institutional racism. Individuals in public authorities don't understand human rights. Issues around resources and money and budgets. Employer lack of understanding of human rights. There's a lack of public awareness or valuing of human rights and people don't know how to access them. There's a lot of delays and bureaucracy. Digital barriers. People spoke about destitution of people in the asylum system and that this is too often left to the UK government to address. They spoke about barriers relating to COVID-19 measures and that no one takes responsibility for realising rights. There's gaps in rights, especially for care experienced people, and it's often left to individuals to advocate for rights. There were many people who spoke about having to fight for rights and just the exhaustion, stress and difficulties of doing so. They said this is especially true when you're already often dealing with difficult circumstances. And they said some people are easier to ignore and the advocacy can be a big help. Then we had a discussion about how to make sure that this new human rights law doesn't just sit on the shelf. So people said there needs to be commitment to following through for full implementation. There needs to be accountability. So what they have said they will do is actually done. They need to make the rights enforceable. This must be for the long term and not just about political or short term thinking. There needs to be training for people in public authorities to fully understand human rights, especially related to their area of work. There needs to be a human rights culture in public authorities. And you need to know your human rights and get information about them. They said this could include, for example, a simple step guide for people, community support groups or hubs. It could include giving clear examples and simple, straightforward information. And information about human rights should be available in different languages. And it needs to be make it upfront and not hidden about what your rights are. People also gave comments on how the Scottish Government should engage, including with particular groups such as Gypsy Travellers. They need to be honest about mistakes. They need to engage not as a one-off, but over the longer term. And the Scottish Government Bill team should link to other developments going on, such as the Good Food Nation Bill and the National Care Service. If you do want to give any comments or feedback on thoughts on these issues, then do get in touch with Vari or Rebecca at the consortium by emailing info@hrcscotland.org or dropping us a line. Okay, thanks.